produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Thank you for hearing me. Thank you for hearing me. Thank you for hearing me. Did you ever pray and the Lord heard it? Thank you for hearing me. Anybody ever been down and the Lord gave you a lift? Thank you for lifting me. 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 Everybody that been sick 8 years ago, they pronounced me dead. I said they pronounced me dead. Bishop Jameson flew to Flint. I was at my best friend's funeral in Flint, but I didn't even make it to the funeral, but I was in the hospital for 5.5 weeks in Flint. Then Mary Tucker flew me back with Cedric Daniels, Chris Tucker's mama, on a private jet right back here to Piedmont up the street. I didn't go to church for 8 months. Thank you for healing me. I dare you. Thank you for healing me. Did the Lord ever heal you? Thank you for healing me. Thank you for healing me. But most of all, thank you for saving me. 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 Now make somebody jealous. Hug yourself and say, me, 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 me. Thank you for saving me. God bless you. My subject today, just shake somebody's hand and tell them, don't lose your testimony. Don't lose your testimony. I know y'all got iPads and cell phones and all that stuff. Just take my word. You took Billy Graham's word and Morris Cirillo and Reverend Ike. Let's go down the list. I'm coming from the 9th chapter of St. John. Bishop Bryant, this here is one of those miracle chapters where Jesus gives sight to the blind. He passed by and saw a man which was born blind. I have 3 children and 1 wife, Gloria. The bishop must be the husband of 1 wife at a time. Joy was born in New Haven. Tammy was born in New Jersey. Richie was born in New Orleans. All of them have something new on their birth certificate. When Joy was born in New Haven, it was watch night. They called me, Richie, you better get home. Gloria's water broke. So I ran and slid all through the ice and snow and took Gloria to Yale, New Haven. And in 46 minutes, Joy was born. Tamara was supposed to be born in June, but she's been fast all her life. She came May the 29th. Richie was born in New Orleans, and I just happened to be home. I got right over that doctor's. Any man that impregnates a woman, married or single, ought to make you go in the delivery room. His head came out, his shoulders came out, Tink, and then his feet came out, and I saw what came out. I said, that's my boy. Once I had 2 daughters, and tears ran down my cheek and dripped off my chin. I kissed Gloria and got out of there. It made me put on a gown and some boots, and then had the nerve for all to make me put on a hat like I had dandruff. But I got out. But Jesus saw this young man that was born blind, and some of them boys from the hood that traveled with Jesus wanted to know why in the world was this man born blind? But wait, why? Who did sin? Where did the sin pop up in his bloodline? And Jesus gave them corrective surgery. He said, nobody in his bloodline ever sinned. This particular fellow was born blind because he's a special order. My daddy ordered him born blind so I could come and prove to the world that I'm the light of the world. And I'm a sight giver and a dead raiser. When Jesus got through straightening his disciples out, he spit. My daughter Joy is a Spelman grad. Tammy went to Clark. Richie went to school in 3 different states. He spit and made clay with the spittle and told the blind man, go wash in the pool. He went where he was sent and washed and came seeing. There's a difference in sight and seeing. Elmer Cleveland, Ernestine Cleveland, Tremaine Hawkins' uncle, lost an eye when he was a teenager, and the strain on the eye, he went totally blind. He'd come to Atlanta for years. I could go right to the gate and get him. And soon as he stepped off the plane, I said, Elmer, he put his hand out and said, good to see you, Clean. And there's some of you that looked in each other's face and declare, I promise you, I didn't see you. He went where he was sent. To prove it was some colored folks in the Bible, there were people of color in the book. Here it is, verse 8, the neighbors. That ain't him. No, he was taller, he was shorter, he was darker, he was heavier, he was thinner. It was like a tennis match back back. No, they were just going over whether it's him or not. And finally, he said, I am he. Bump somebody, wake them up, tell them, I don't need you to testify for me. I was blind, but now I see. Look at him, tell him, I see you. He answered and said, I washed and I received my sight. Then the Pharisees got the news about this man being healed on the Sabbath. And Jesus told the Pharisees, if your ass, A-S-S, it's in the book. If you fall in the hole, you going to wait till Monday to pull him out? You going to yank him out? Turn around and tell somebody, don't worry about what day the Lord delivered me. Whatever day it was, you ought to be glad that he got me out the hole. You ought to be glad that he took my feet up and out of the miry clay. You ought to be happy. Y'all heard the song Happy. You ought to be happy about that. All you that ever had a blood bath, say amen. You've been redeemed. You've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. You ought to be happy about that most of all. The Pharisees arguing about what day it was. Don't change your testimony. Now you got disciples, you got neighbors, you got Pharisees, and they questioned the blind man again. Then somebody said, well, where he live? Say, live over there in Brentwood, them Jamesons over there. Say, Mr. and Mrs. Jameson over there, that's where the father and mother live over there. And so they went over to the house and said, we got a mug shot of your son. Is this your son? Now y'all try to act like you don't never have anybody in your family that been in prison, jail, lockup, downtown. Miss Jameson said, yeah, that's my boy. Before Casey and the Sunshine Band, he said, that's the way. So y'all know that song. I like him. They said, well, we want to arrest your son on fraud charges because he's so low down, he puts on a beggar's uniform and got a cup in his hand, and you drop him off on the corner of No Hope and Depression Boulevard and have him collecting money all these years. Well, why you want to arrest him? Say, we just caught him stepping off a sightseeing bus. Did anybody here ever meet Jesus and receive sight? Mrs. Jameson said, honey, don't let these police just come in our house talking to us like this. Tell them don't come here no more. He said, listen, my wife's upset. I'm upset. We already told you it's our son, and we don't know where he's at. I am the one that dropped him off. I dropped him off in the dark. He was blind when I dropped him. I haven't seen him since you say he has all this sight in his eyes. Leave us alone. And Jesus said, well, the blind man said, they're going to keep messing with me. And they called the blind man and called him again. All these folks want you to do is change your testimony. The Trayvon Martin thing, that was the most twisted, dirty, low-down thing that happened in the last year. Pow! If you follow me, any one of y'all, in the dark, and you the neighborhood watch, all you have to do is tap me on the shoulder, say, mister, do you live in this neighborhood? But now you follow me, and I go get some Skittles and some iced tea. They got it on film. I'm sorry y'all don't get the news. CNN is right around the corner. Follow. The problem was the little boy didn't weigh 150 pounds. The man that got beat up weighed 220. He ought to be shamed. They twisted their testimony, and the man gets off for shooting a 17-year-old. Pow, because he just felt like seeing if the gun works. Touch somebody, tell them, don't change your testimony. Tell them you know exactly what the Lord done for you. don't change it. John Gotti. Does anybody here know who John Gotti was? I've been labeled a gangster. I'm not a gangster. I'm a nice guy. I just like things right. I'm a nice guy. Everybody that really knows me knows I'm nice. But I'll fight. I'll fight about what's right. I'll fight for folks that get beat down and run over and mistreated. I'll fight for them. Because I've been there, Timothy said, and done that. I won't tell you. They put the microphone in Mrs. Gotti's face and said, Mrs. Gotti, are you John Gotti's wife? She said, yes. He said, well, we want to know just how do y'all make it? Where does he get these millions from? Where does this money keep flowing in his direction? They were trying to squeeze some information out of his wife. She looked him right in the face and said, he provides. Is anybody here served the God that I serve? Just look somebody right in the face. I hope you brush your teeth and goggle this morning. Just tell them, the God I serve provides. Finally, almost, they went back to the man that was blind. 27th verse, he answered them, I have told you already. Can I mess with already for a few minutes? Is there anybody here God already blessed? Anybody up, down, down? Anybody here got a already? You already received your sight. At Calvary, there was a blind man standing there. Somebody led him. He felt his way there. Standing right at the cross. Somebody said, move. The centurion's coming. He got to pierce Jesus. He said, y'all leave me alone. I can't see. Y'all can see what's happening. I want to hear everything and feel what's going on. And they pierced Jesus in the side. And all this blood and water splashed the blind man in the face. He said, hold it. It's devotional time. I said, what's wrong with you? He said it was at the cross. At the cross where I first saw the light. And the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith. I received my sight, and now I'm happy. Is anybody happy? Say yes. He said, I already told you. I was blind when I met him. I was blind when he spit. I was blind. Listen, I was already blind, and he put mud in my eyes. Some of y'all crack me up, call yourself praising God. You done punch somebody in the face. You done stomp somebody on the foot. If you're really praising God, you won't hurt yourself or nobody else. He said, I already told you. I don't know how tall he was, how short he was. I don't know if he was a blonde or brunette. But all I know, why don't you grab somebody, just shake him and tell him, all I know, Brother Scott, all I know, I was blind. But now, look at somebody, tell them, was don't even count. The only thing that counts is now. Say now. Oh, now. I already told you. It was Jesus. I did what he told me. You want to be delivered? You got to do what he told you. You want to get blessed, you have to obey. You want to get real with God, you got to be real with each other. Say yes. I already told you, he's in the already business. For you that got sickness and disease, if you can have it, he can heal it. If you're in trouble, he can get you out. Only you that ever been in trouble, jump up and say, I've been in trouble, but he brought me out. He brought me out. Ow! I already told you, I've been looking at you 40 some years. You're not the only one in here that the Lord already. Anybody the Lord heal of cancer, jump up and say, already. I know he can do it because he already done it. Is there anybody here? Did he ever make a way for you? Say yeah. Your hand on your hip. You remember when you wasn't saved, completely delivered, when you got through telling somebody all the way off, when you got through, the last thing you said was, now. Now look at somebody and tell them, now. I told you it was Jesus. I need four of y'all to come up here real quick. Climb them steps quick. One, y'all can't count. Two, three, four. The blind man said, Bishop, I never saw him. I ran through town. When I got to the pool, dropped on my knees. I didn't trip in, fall in, dive in. My brakes worked. He said, I got down and started washing with hands I've been washing all my life. I saw my hands for the first time. I saw a red apple, a peach, a purple grape, a yellow banana. For the first time, a blue sky. I just did what he told me. I told you all I know is the man's name. Tell you what, get him in a lineup. Go downtown, get a bank robber, get a child molester, get a thug, get a murderer. I need another man up here. I need one more man. Is there any more men? Come on, Bishop Moore. He said, all I want you men to say, say, my name is Jesus.
My name is Jesus.
He said, that ain't him. Say, my name is Jesus.
My name is Jesus.
Said, that don't sound nothing like him. Said, what's your name?
My name is Jesus.
Said, that ain't him. What's your name?
My name is Jesus.
I know who you are, but you're not Jesus. Said, what's your name?
My name is Jesus.
He said, that's him. That's him. That's him. How do you know it's him? How do you know it's him? I know it's him because my sheep. Is there anybody here know his voice? Did you ever hear him? I heard him when he spoke life. I heard him when he put light and joy and peace and contentment and deliverance. Get your hands up and say, already. I know where I'm at. I live 26 miles from downtown. But is there anybody here can say, I already been to the water. I already been baptized. I already been converted. And I feel alright. I got a few more minutes. I already told you. Oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it is. Y'all don't know that? It's Jesus. In my soul. Why, Clay?
For I have come.
What? Him. Steps. It wasn't drug rehab. It wasn't prison. It was Jesus. Touch somebody, tell them you need to put your testimony in the right place. You may not ever preach like Hall, may not preach like Wade. May not sing, play the organ like Chipper, play the piano like Isidore, sing like Clay, but there's somebody walking these streets wherever you live. All they need is your testimony. Your testimony has deliverance in the testimony, is healing in the testimony. Whatever you need, there's somebody that has exactly what you need wrapped up in your testimony. Real soul. We live in such a terrible day here in Atlanta. We have women putting babies in microwaves. Pow! We got boys and girls pulling triggers just to see if the gun works. The only thing gonna stop them is us that know him. To go in our neighborhoods and don't be afraid. What happened to the blood? Folks afraid to testify, afraid to witness, afraid. I know I'm supposed to say afraid. But there's somebody, Vicky, that only you can testify. Peggy, somebody you can talk to about. Deborah, somebody only you can reach. How to reach the masses, men of every birth. For an answer, Jesus gave the key. He's the one that said, and I, if I be lifted up, I'll draw. I'll do the saving. I'll do the healing. I'll do exactly what needs to be done. For I have touched
him of his God
and his blood.
And his blood has
made me. One thing all the way together, and then I'm gonna do the next thing for the real preacher comes. If you're a preacher, you ought to love preaching. If you're a deacon, you ought to love them. If you're a witness, your love ministry. I'm going to see Brother Brian if I can get Brother Whitehead. Everybody in here, get somebody by the hand. I'm going to see something in a minute. Sick, crippled, if you're in a wheelchair, get somebody by the hand. What I want you to do, see if we can connect up. Sister Harris, I just came in from Oklahoma City. You had already left. Michelle, God bless you. That's my attorney. Y'all holding hands? I want you to look somebody right in the face. I'm going to see if we can get the police here at the Hyatt. Look them right in the eye and say, you know what? The Lord been better to me than he been to you. He been good. He been good. He been good. He been good, 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 good. Ow!
Yes, Lord. Yes,
the police ain't coming yet. He been better than me than all y'all put together. He raised me from the dead. He already done it. That's enough. Y'all scared. I made up my mind years ago. If the world can go to hell having a good time, how come I can't go to heaven?
To take place. Shame on you if you miss it. Please accept his amazing grace. Enough of the Bible has been fulfilled. This should give your conscience a spiritual chill. It's it's all
it's almost in your life. It's almost midnight in your life. Yes, it is. A few more rides, send another sun. Your work down here will soon be done. Jesus is coming back again. We don't know how, and we don't know where. It's midnight. Yes, it is. Woo-hoo.
Midnight.
Oh, oh, Lord.
Midnight.
Yes, it is.
Midnight.
Yes, it is. Think about the sun. It's almost gone.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.